Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Monday matinees begin right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Head trauma likely cause of death.
Motive? Jealousy.
And was your husband at the time killing either Mrs. Lewinsky or Sarai?
Looks like someone bopped her too. With a blunt instrument. But also a gun.
How the mayor was seen defecating in the park.
Officially, it's a non-profit, not a cult.
You know, if you told anyone, even 20 years ago, that true crime would become so popular, they'd call you crazy. Like, what? Serial killers and violent back-alley murders of young women by their boyfriends? You like that? But they do! Women are totally crazy for Ted Bundy and the Zodiac Killer, but heaven forbid you go up to them and say hi in the wrong way. Like, what's a guy gotta do to get a date? No, seriously, please tell me. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So I realized I had to capitalize on the popularity. And this is that podcast, Morbid Curiosity.
School board meeting again? What's it take to get some real news in this town?
See, I may have just dropped a juicy news story on this intrepid reporter's desk, along with...
Where in the world is my donut? It was just here!
Well, a guy's gotta eat, right?
Hey, Penny, you wanna come to the school board thing with me?
Well... My current assignment was to track the timing on the stoplights.
Oof.
Yeah, I'm coming. Let me grab my coat.
Okay, I know it doesn't look juicy yet. Bear with me. I just happen to know, because I like to drive around at night, you know, really just taking the ennui, which leads me to know this town really, really well, but also causes me an existential crisis about once a week, that in order to come upon a crime, a specific crime, the most direct route would be on the way to the elementary school.
Are those police lights?
Where?
Over in that alley.
We should go check it out.
What about the school board meeting?
Honestly, even if these were just light-up shoes, I'd ditch that meeting.
True. If I have to hear one more mom talk about how red food dye should be banned in school, I may just dump a vat of it on her head. Hi, press. We have credentials. Penny Chimondeley?
The Daily Purview? Isn't that the paper that just reprints other papers' news with commentary?
Yeah. Trust us, we're embarrassed too. That's what a 2.0 will get you.
But change can only happen from the inside. Anyway, could you answer some questions for us?
No, he can't.
Excuse me, but who are you?
Police officer number 2.
Really?
Yeah, our boss really hates names. Anyway, it is my turn to answer reporters' questions, as police officer number 1 well knows.
I wasn't going to answer, I swear.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, shoot. Hard-hitting questions only.
Okay. What happened here?
Someone died.
Okay. Who?
That's classified.
Well, then how did they die?
Classified.
How old is the body?
Let me guess. That's classified too.
Yep. I just really like saying classified. It rolls off the tongue.
If you want more information, you should go check with the Fed over there. We're just not cleared to talk.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Hello, press. We were wondering if you'd like to answer a few questions.
Of course, but it all has to be off the record.
That's so helpful of you.
Can you tell me what happened here?
We found a 20-year-old female here. Head trauma, likely cause of death. ID in her pocket identifies her as true crime broadcaster Sarai Bloom. We're not sure of motive. Could be religious, opportunistic, or just plain bad luck.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Sarai Bloom. Sarai Bloom. You know, she always stood out to me with that name. Sarai, not Sarah. Not typical here in the old U.S. of A. But then again, Sarai was never usual.
This is a lot of podcasts.
It's character research. We have to know her to find her killer.
That's a bunch of...
Ooh, I always did wonder if they figured out what happened to that high school girl who disappeared in the woods.
She was just like you and me, except she died in the woods, her car in a tree full of raccoons and Twix bars. To be clear, there was no body, but there was an incriminating body imprint in the pile of leaves.
She can't really expect us to believe this, right?
Show some respect. She's dead.
Fine. Let's skip to her last podcast and see if we can get any clues as to her whereabouts.
Mrs. Lewinsky was found sticking out of a bush in the little subdivision. She had a horrified look and smelled like a bush. To be clear, a George H.W. Bush, or any other old person, really.
A clue!
That poor Mrs. Lewinsky needed to stop putting on so much perfume?
I bet the murder of Sarah had to do something with Mrs. Lewinsky.
This led them onto the trail of Mrs. Lewinsky's neighbors. The first was Reverend Jacob Arnsland, minister at Last Episcopal Church on 36th Street.
Thanks for having me on. And may I say, I love this true crime stuff. I tell this to all the teens I talk to. And I don't know if you know this, but it's the book of Genesis that covers the first true crime story. Crime scene, a field. Motive, jealousy. Investigator, God. You may even want to do a podcast about that.
Do you know anything about the murder of Mrs. Lewinsky?
No, not a clue. You should check in with my friend from the Interfaith Alliance. Here's his contact info.
The most high exalted holy flock leader, Zupa Maximus?
Or, as I like to be called by my heavenly name,
I didn't quite catch that, Bob.
Yes, Bob. Not Rob. I've never robbed anyone.
Huh?
Well, I mean, not lately. So, I just gotten off a bad breakup. I robbed Huddle House for the 24-hour breakfast. I would have gotten away with it had I not gone to Taco John's for brunch. Like many people, I had my religious awakening in prison. This was after I'd gotten stabbed within an inch of my life by another guy who'd had a religious awakening and realized he was the reincarnation of Vlad the Impaler and Jack the Ripper. It was then I realized I wasn't the one in prison. It was the rest of the world that was in prison. And so I returned, trying to make the world a better place. So far, we're still looking for more volunteers.
We set off to find the neighbors near the Church of the Good Life and Even Better Friends in our GPS, but ultimately got lost in similarly ambiguous places of worship, like the Church of the Churchity Church, and the Church of Goodness Gracious, and the Church of the Golden Rule. Treat others how you want to be gosh darn treated. That one was long. We nearly wrecked trying to read the sign.
Yeah, Zuper asked me to join his church thing. Yeah, I'm thinking no. Officially, it's a non-profit and not a cult, but that doesn't mean he doesn't have 12 basement wives. Well, he's got them, but, I mean, he lets them go shopping and stuff.
Zuper proposed to me the moment I met him. I guess he wanted me to be his, his 11th wife? But I'm in a committed relationship with my boyfriend of 15 years, and I'm just sure he's gonna propose soon.
Oh, yeah! I love his religion. I mean, it was hard when he banned ice cream because the strawberry flavor had listening devices in them and we couldn't be too careful. But all religions have sacrifices, right? That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah.
I believe in bringing people together, uniting people of various faiths. Jesus, Muhammad, and Buddha walk into a coffee shop. That's not a joke. That's my religion.
I tried Hinduism, Islam, Sikhism, Catholic, the spaghetti monster thing. Why not this? It didn't really convert me, but my chronic athlete's foot did go away. I think. Maybe not. I guess I'll keep this whole positive thinking thing a bit longer. I'm in too deep. Anyways, after hours of religious ranting, the pair realized that Zuper's ninth wife, Brittany, was Sarai's BFF. They were a bit clingy, and she was taking Sarai's death hard.
This seems to be her home. He managed to get her primo real estate right next to the shopping mall. That sounds like murder!
Hey, that's what a show's about! Murder, here we come! That's at least four people!
And inhale. And scream. Hi, are you here for the therapeutic screaming workshop, or are you early for skinny dipping?
No, we're here for the murder.
Sorry, none today.
Oh man, no murder!
Wait, has there been a murder?
My friend was just murdered, and you're very insensitive for asking. I'm sorry, everybody. My emotions are frayed. You'll have to wait until next week to scream.
You know what? I'm so stressed. I'm just gonna have to scream at home.
So, what do you people need to know? And make it quick. There's a sale at Macy's today.
Where were you the night of the 14th? And was your husband at the time killing either Mrs. Lewinsky or Sarai?
Wait a second. That's question number 2 and 3. We're getting ahead of ourselves. How was your relationship with Sarai Bloom?
Oh, it was great. She was always off finding murderers and stuff. Didn't trust Zuper. But who does? I didn't hold it against her.
Did you ever listen to her podcast?
As a good friend, yeah, no. She did have me on once, when I was a witness to a murder right in front of Macy's. I'm always there. I have a Macy's card.
So you'd be up on all the good gossip at Macy's?
Maybe.
When's their next VIP sale?
In exactly 13 days. But I have an in to get that a day sooner if you want.
Ooh.
Okay, that's enough. How about suits? Wait, never mind. I don't care. But man, I need a new suit. Who was murdered in the parking lot?
Mrs. Lewinsky.
Wait, I thought she was killed in a bush. How did she get there?
Oh, it turns out she was just a mannequin. But Sarai thought she'd lose listeners if she'd admitted it. So she made Mrs. Lewinsky up.
Why was she so worried about losing listeners?
Well, she had a rival true crime podcaster, Dakota Carolina. And she was really, really good at her job.
Morbid Curiosity is brought to you by these fine sponsors.
Axes, not just for lumberjacks. You'll need them sooner or later, so why not ours? As seen on TV, like in The Shining. Know how Jack Torrance smashed that door? Well, you will when you wield a chill axe. More chill, more axe. Chill axe.
If you chop off your finger with, an axe, we at Brando's Bandages have got you covered. This is not medical advice. If you chop off your finger, please call 911 immediately.
By the looks of it, Dakota investigates murder cases mishandled by the city. And like a good podcaster, she leaves us wanting more, yet gives us nothing.
I called her 30 times. But she's under 25, so she's incapable of setting up a voicemail.
While we waited for a sense of curiosity to come around about the 30 missed calls, we decided to check in with the local coroner.
Fun fact, it's election season, and the race for coroner is always super contentious. I mean, it's a great gig. You get to saw open dead bodies, and there's really no oversight. So if you want to get off early to have a date with your lady friend, and you declare that the body died of pneumonia despite an obvious bullet wound, who's going to call you on it? I ran for coroner last year. Only got 3 votes, so I'm building up my base before I run again.
Who are you going to trust to look into your family when they die? Does the other party even care if you die or die?
I'm Edward Linson, Democrat for coroner, and I'm just like anybody else. I put my pants on 1 foot at a time. And I'll take them off the bodies 1 foot at a time. I've been out and about speaking to voters like you, out in their farms and in their subdivisions, all the usual places bodies pop up. I'm Edward Linson, and I approve this message.
Edward Linson, a cut above the rest. Use as directed, may cause death, not eligible at select locations, offer valid through November, not liable for damages or injury.
Yeah, I've been doing this job for years, seen a lot of dead people, seen more live ones than I'd like. During my campaign, there was a lot they could have used to smear me. I've got a few skeletons in the closet. Wait, is this thing on?
Well,
I mean, that could be taken worse than it is. It does mean I have experience. Oh, but the guilt. No, they have to know I'm cheating on my wife's mistress with my stepdaughter. And yes, I have an illegitimate set of quintuplets with a woman in Florida. And Daddy always told me not to ask about how my family tree doesn't branch out quite like it should. Love was what mattered.
The county coroner was unduly elected. He cheated his way into office. He had no formal experience, except, of course, a large lawn mowing operation.
Looks like the skeletons in your closet did get noticed. The metaphorical ones, anyway.
Let's talk about those skeletons.
So what? I haven't paid taxes in years. I'm living the American dream.
Let's talk about the real skeletons in your closet.
Let's not. My wife hates it when I take my work home with me.
Where's the body of Sarai Bloom?
Let me check my sticky notes. Let's see. Might have to go out to see if I ever got her out of the trunk.
Excuse me, what?
It's very roomy. And it allows me to work both from home and the office. As long as they're under 6'5".
Are we ever going to get a look at Sarai? Sometimes it feels like we're never going to solve this case.
Ah, but we have the upper hand. See, there's the wrist. There's the upper hand. As you can see, Sarai's still got a microphone in it.
Can we get a copy of your recorded notes during the autopsy?
Sure. If I see the dream all day long, where is my scalpel? Ah, there it is, on my chair. Makes sense. Rock and roll, rock and roll, because we're really gonna rock tonight. A pretty little raven at the Birdman stand talked him out of doing the bop, and it was grand. They started going steady, and bless my soul, he outbopped the buzzard and the Oreo.
Did we get the right tapes?
I've heard enough.
Looks like someone bopped her, too. With a blunt instrument. But also a gun. Something tells me our murderer is the kind of person who checks 4 times to be sure their house door is locked. Note to self, check front door. And oven.
So our murderer is insecure.
The coroner!
What? Wait, what? No.
He just said he needs to check his front door.
I see why your GPA was so low.
I see blood is on her left leg, too. It was ketchup for my hot dog. Maybe I should taste it to be sure.
Oh my gosh, turn it off. It's so hard to cover city politics when you can never track down any city employee. I mean, we really ought to be on that, right? People would read that.
Nah, who cares about city government?
Apparently only when people get murdered.
There was that story the editor made me do last year about how the mayor was seen defecating in the park and not picking up after himself.
Wow, that's a scandal.
All the eyewitnesses said, saw him do it. And then he chased people's dogs around the park.
It really must be a thankless job, answering phones over at the mayor's office. He never picks up right away. When he's doing something else, he's a dog with a bone. So, regardless of the intrepid reporter's feelings on the coroner's ability to do his job, the complaints would have to wait. What all the eyewitnesses failed to mention was what they expected the reporters to know.
You have received one call from the mayor.
That the mayor was a dog. And that scandal had really hurt the Daily Purview's relationship with the mayor.
I know I gotta have a thicker skin in this line of work, but dang, that voice message was rough.
Have we at the press failed democracy? Covering the candidates probably could have been a good thing, you know? So they wouldn't have elected a dog?
But at least now we have permission to search Sarai's house.
Wow. They have made no progress. None at all. They don't even have any suspects. Did I pick the wrong reporters? I knew I should have gone with the reporters over at the Double Standard. Well, maybe next episode they'll make some progress. Or I will make it for them.
Morbid Curiosity was written by yours truly, Clayton Hester, and Gabriel Freitas. I also served as the chief sound editor. Jared Ritter played the narrator. Satyajit Sarkar played Chuck Wood. Becca Peach played Penny Chalmondeley. Brett Smith played the coroner and Neighbor 3. Gabe White played Zuper Maximus. Anna Wiesa played Brittany. Yours truly played Police Officer Number 1 and Mayor Goodboy. Gabriel Freitas played Police Officer Number 2, the bandage ad, and the answering machine. Elena Wiesa played Sarai Bloom. Charlie Labitska played Jacob Arnsland and Yoga Goer. Jonathan Reynolds played the rival candidate and Neighbor 1. Caitlin Daney was the announcer and Neighbor 2. Abdulela Alismari played the federal agent. Zane Littner voiced the axe ad. Rockin' Robin, as well as Fanfare for the Common Man, are in the public domain. Like what you heard? Please visit Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star rating to help others find Red Hawk Radio Theater. You can also visit the link in the description and visit ratemypodcast.com to give us those stars on any major platform. You can help Red Hawk Radio Theater grow. Please visit patreon.com/redhawkradiotheater, and that's theater with an ER, to become a patron. Just some of the benefits include early access to trailers and news on upcoming productions, while upper-level patrons we'll receive our show posters, as well as shout-outs at the end of the show. We'll be able to have a cameo or submit a line to be included in our improv show, in our upcoming improv show. In addition, you can go behind the scenes and hear our blooper reels. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week to hear more of the story of Morbid Curiosity as we continue to uncover the fact. Rockin' Robin. Rockin' Robin, 'cause you're really gonna rock tonight.
You're tuned into Monday Matinee on the Mutual Audio Network. Tomorrow is All Things Horror on Tuesday Terrors. Subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for every day, or find Tuesday Terrors in your favorite podcast players.
The Mutual Audio Network, listening and imagining together.